Welcome to the AJP Heart and Circ podcast. I'm Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today, we'll be talking with two authors about two articles with consulting editor, Dr. Christine DeLeon-Pennell. Dr. Laurel Grisanti will talk with us about her article published August 20th, 2021, titled Immune Cell Beta 2 Adrenergic Receptors Contributes to the Development of Heart Failure. Dr. Petra Eder-Negrin will talk with us about Dr. Grisanti's work in the context of her article published August 27th, titled The Alpha 2 Isoform of the Sodium Potassium ATPase Protects Against Pathological Remodeling and Beta Adrenergic Desensitization After Myocardial Infarction. Let's get started. Christine?
Thank you, Kara. So beta adrenergic receptors are central to the overall regulation of cardiac function through their impact on myocardial contractility. More recently, however, beta adrenergic receptors have been highlighted as regulators of immune function. Emerging evidence has suggested an important role for the beta 2 subtype, which is highly expressed on immune cells in regulating remodeling in cardiac pathology. In the present study, Tanner and colleagues evaluated whether the beta 2 subtype expression on immune cells play a critical role in the development of heart failure in response to chronic catecholamine elevation. Laurel, can you please summarize for our listeners what the rationale was for this particular study, a bit about the methodology used, and the results obtained?
This work stemmed from the work I performed in graduate school and as a postdoctoral fellow in Doug Tilley's lab at Temple University, where I was studying beta adrenergic receptors in the heart. So for this study, we wanted to investigate the role of the beta 2 adrenergic receptor on immune cells in response to elevated catecholamines. And so to do this, we used a chronic isoproterenol infusion model of heart failure. And this model, we infuse isoproterenol, which is a non-selective beta adrenergic receptor agonist, which we deliver to the mice via osmotic mini pumps. So to investigate the role of the beta 2 adrenergic receptor on immune cells, we performed a lethal irradiation of wild-type recipient mice to deplete their hematopoietic stem and progenitor cells. And then we followed this by a bone marrow transplant using donor bone marrow from beta 2 adrenergic receptor knockout mice or wild-type control mice. The bone marrow was then allowed to reconstitute for 1 month. And then at this point, we had immune cell-specific beta 2 adrenergic receptor knockout mice. The mice were then administered isoproterenol for 1 week or vehicle as a control, and then we assess the immune cell infiltration to the heart at that time point. And we see that in wild-type bone marrow transplanted mice, using histology for the pan immune cell marker CD45, there was an increase in the number of infiltrating immune cells with isoproterenol treatment. However, this response was severely blunted in beta 2 adrenergic receptor knockout bone marrow transplanted animals. And we were able to confirm this using flow cytometry. And then we continued using flow cytometry to investigate what was happening with various immune cell populations in the heart, blood, and then other immune cell organs also. And we saw that there were a number of immune cell populations that were decreased following isoproterenol administration in the beta 2 adrenergic receptor knockout bone marrow transplanted animals compared with the wild type bone marrow transplanted animals. And this included the monocyte macrophage lineage, CD4 positive T cells, and also B cells. We didn't really see any differences in the circulating cells between the different genotypes. And we also saw no huge changes in any of the immune cell organs. There were some minor changes in the spleen, but overall, these changes appeared to be occurring primarily in the heart. And this is consistent with what other people have shown, where it's really at the level of the organ damage where you see the greatest changes in immune responses. And sometimes what's happening in the periphery doesn't really adequately reflect that. And so by number, the macrophages comprise the largest portion of these cells. And so for that reason, we looked more closely at the phenotype of the macrophages. And we saw elevations in the CX3CR1 positive macrophages with isoproterenol treatment in both wild-type and beta 2 adrenergic receptor knockout bone marrow transplanted mice. And this likely is representing the resident macrophage population, which proliferates in response to injury. So it appears like we don't see changes in some of these beneficial responses, whereas what we considered an M1 macrophages, which were CCR2 high, and so that's a sign of an infiltrating macrophage, those populations were elevated with isoproterenol treatment in wild-type bone marrow transplanted mice, and that was severely diminished in the beta-2 adrenergic receptor knockout bone marrow transplanted mice. And interestingly, when we examined the hearts of these mice for pathological signs of heart failure, we see that there is decreased cardiomyocyte death, decreased replacement and interstitial fibrosis, and also decreased hypertrophy in the hearts of isoproterenol-infused beta-2 adrenergic receptor knockout bone marrow transplanted mice compared to their wild-type bone marrow transplanted counterparts. And there's also several improved cardiac parameters, like we see beneficial effects in contractility. So from this, we can conclude that the immune cell beta-2 adrenergic receptor is an important contributor to the detrimental responses that are seen with chronic elevations in catecholamines, and that several immune cell populations appear to be regulated, but it's largely the macrophage population, which is maintaining its reparative phenotype with beta-2 adrenergic receptor knockout and failing to elicit a pro-inflammatory macrophage recruitment that are responsible for these effects.
Thank you, Laurel. Petra, you recently had a study published in AJP Heart, which identified a mechanistic link between sodium-potassium ATPase and the beta-adrenergic stimulation in the post-MI heart. What were the important novel aspects of this study from your perspective, and how did they relate to your recently published work?
Yeah, the sodium-potassium ATPase is the target of cardiac glycosides that are applied to foster calcium influx and improve contractility by inhibiting the bump activity. In our recent study, we followed the opposite approach and overexpressed the sodium-potassium ATPase alpha-2 isoform in the heart. Indeed, we observed a faster calcium efflux, reduced systolic and diastolic calcium concentrations, and a lower contractility in cardiomyocytes, but an improved cardiac performance in the late stages of myocardial infarction. In my point of view, this low calcium profile in sodium-potassium ATPase alpha-2 overexpressing cardiomyocytes is a crucial adaptation, providing a functional reserve that is important to cope with chronic stress more efficiently. For instance, we found an enhanced calcium sensitivity of sarcomeres. The cardiomyocytes responded with a positive inotropic response during acute beta-adrenergic stimulation, which was clearly absent in wild-type cardiomyocytes after myocardial infarction treatment. Moreover, the beta-1 adrenergic receptor expression levels were maintained in NKA alpha-2 overexpressing cardiomyocytes. I believe that with these combined characteristics, the need for a greater sympathetic drive was lowered, and at the same time, the beta adrenergic reserve was enhanced. That's why a sodium-potassium ATPase alpha-2 overexpression could be a preferable alteration to attenuate heart failure. Laurel, in your recent study that you just mentioned, you applied isoproterenol to induce cardiac stress. Are you intending to analyze whether the lack of the beta-2 adrenergic receptors in immune cells also protects from ischemic diseases such as myocardial infarction or ischemia reperfusion injury?
Yes, Petra, that's a great question, and that's something we're definitely interested in pursuing. So the type of inflammation that occurs in different types of heart failure, like such as ischemic heart failure or pressure overload, it's subtly different. And so it's definitely possible that there could be differences in how these animals or a human responds to the catecholamine surge that occurs with heart failure. Well, first we want to understand how each of the different immune cell populations is regulated so that we know what they're doing in different disease states, and then how that contributes to the disease pathogenesis. And so going forward, we are interested in doing models of myocardial infarction or ischemia reperfusion injury, as well as pressure overload models to see if there's differences, since different cell populations are certainly involved. And if therapeutically, we can target them the same or potentially differently. But I would expect that there's probably differences, since something like a myocardial infarction elicits this huge immune response. Something like TAC, it's minor. So how we differentiate these two, I think, is going to be very important going forward and something we're definitely interested in doing.
So, Laurel, I found it really interesting that the macrophages seem to be affected to a greater extent than some of the other immune cells by the loss of the beta adrenergic receptor. So do you believe this was solely due to just a higher expression of the receptor on macrophages or some secondary mechanism?
I think that's a great question, Christy. And I think there's probably a number of different variables that are contributing to this finding. And in my opinion, one of the main drivers is probably just that in the normal heart, there's a large population of macrophages. It's been well characterized that there is a large resident macrophage population in the heart. And some studies have suggested that even up to 10% of the cell population in the healthy heart is macrophages. So I think that they were already there and primed to do something. And so I think it makes sense that we're seeing large numbers of macrophages both in the healthy heart and also after chronic isoproterenol treatment, just because they are the bulk of the cells that are already there. I think another potential contributor is that we're examining a single time point. So we are only looking after 1 week of isoproterenol infusion, and inflammation is known to occur in a well-orchestrated pattern. And so it's possible that some populations, such as neutrophils, which are some of the first responders after cardiomyocyte death, have come into the heart already, done what they needed to do, and left. And it's also possible that this time point is too early for some of the more reparative cell populations, such as the T cells. We do see changes in some of the other populations, such as the CD4 positive T cells and the B cell populations. And it's to a similar or possibly greater magnitude than the changes in macrophages. But it's just a lot fewer cells than the macrophage population that is already present in the heart. And so while they are a small population, they are changing. And just because they're small doesn't mean they aren't playing some sort of an important role. There's never really been a comprehensive analysis of the beta-2 adrenergic receptor expression on very immune cell populations performed at one time. And so a lot of the studies that we know about beta-2 adrenergic receptors in the immune system are pulled from different studies where there's variations in the techniques of how they're measured and what they're comparing them to. So it's difficult to say which populations express the highest level of beta-2 adrenergic receptor. And so in general in the field, it's believed that beta-2 adrenergic receptors are expressed on all immune cells with the exception of the Th2 cells. But they think that it's highest on T cells rather than macrophages and other lymphocyte populations. It's also very highly expressed on B cells. We haven't done a very comprehensive analysis, but for transcript expression, we do see higher expression of the beta-2 adrenergic receptor on the lymphocyte populations than the macrophages. So I don't think it's due to the receptor expression level, but they could also be regulated in different ways, which could be affecting this. The beta-2 adrenergic receptor is expressed on and highly expressed on regulatory T cells, and it's thought to enhance its suppressive function. However, there's been mixed reports on this, so it's a little bit difficult to say what beta-2 adrenergic receptor is doing on Tregs. So while we think that there's probably a link between different immune cell populations and these changes in macrophages in the heart, and we think that it's probably partially due to the regulation by other immune cell populations. We can't determine that from this study, but we do know from non-published in vitro studies that there is also a localized role for beta adrenergic receptors regulating macrophage function that's independent of other cell populations. So it's complex, and I think it's probably a combination of the two.
Thank you. So Petra, as an expert in this field, what do you think some of the potential future directions are for the research in this area?
I think crosstalk not only within the immune cell population, but also between immune cells and cardiomyocytes based on beta adrenergic signaling could be really fascinating, could be a fascinating field to investigate in the future.
Petra, I found your study very interesting. And one thing that I wanted to maybe ask you about is you see that when you overexpress the alpha 2 isoform of the sodium potassium ATPase that you get this compensatory downregulation of the alpha 1 isoform. I was wondering, could you maybe speculate on why this is occurring and then also what it might mean for your results? Like, how important do you think upregulation of the alpha 2 is compared to the downregulation of the alpha 1? And do you think if you were able to maintain the levels of the alpha 1, you'd see the same thing, or do you think that would change?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yes, we saw a compensatory downregulation of alpha 1, and we suspected that the heart is very flexible and it would be maladaptive for the basic function if the sodium potassium ATPase, the total content, is not in balance anymore. That's why this overexpression of alpha 2 was associated with this downregulation of alpha 1, although these two isoforms are supposed to play different roles. The alpha 1 isoform is supposed to maintain or regulate the global sodium concentration in cardiomyocytes, while the alpha 2 isoform is regarded as the isoform that controls contractility, DSR content with calcium. It is also the isoform that interacts with the sodium calcium exchanger. That's why we assume, but we cannot completely rule out the role of alpha 1, that the effects that we saw are mostly based on alpha 2 because of this crosstalk, this functional crosstalk between alpha 2 and the sodium calcium exchanger in cardiomyocytes. And the other question you asked, whether the expression levels change during disease, we did not check this, but yes, it would be a good idea to analyze this aspect as well.
So thank you to Petra and Laurel for your commentary on this podcast. We appreciate it. And thank you for all the AJP listeners for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the AJP Heart and Circ podcast. Our theme music was written and performed by Ray Mitchell. Catch the latest episodes of our podcast at physiology.org/journal/AJP Heart.